Romans 2:1, Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. 2:2 But we are sure, that the judgment of God, is according to truth against them, which commit such things. 2:3 And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? 2:4 Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness, and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? 2:5 But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. 2:6 Who will render to every man according to his deeds. 2:7 To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. 2:8 But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath. 2:9 Tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. 2:10 But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. 2:11 For there is no respect of persons with God. 2:12 For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. 2:13 For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. 2:14 For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law, are a law unto themselves. 2:15 Which shew the work of the law, written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing, or else excusing, one another. 2:16 In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men, by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. 2:17 Behold, thou art called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God. 2:18 And knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law. 2:19 And art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness. 2:20 An instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which hast the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. 2:21 Thou, therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? 2:22 Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? 2:23 Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through breaking the law dishonorest thou God? 2:24 For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. 2:25 For circumcision verily profiteth, if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made in circumcision. 2:26 Therefore if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? 2:27 And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision dost transgress the law? 2:28 For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. 2:29 But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.